In Russia, jailed tycoon Mikhail Khodorkovsky resigned today as head of the country's largest oil company, Yukos. Khodorkovsky was arrested and imprisoned 9 days ago on charges of tax evasion and fraud. He denies the charges. The government has been on a campaign to reassure investors that it is not out to assert control over big business. NPR's Lawrence Sheets joins us now from Moscow. Lawrence, what did Mr. Khodorkovsky say about why he's stepping down?
Well, it was a written statement which came from Mr. Khodorkovsky. Mr. Khodorkovsky, being still in prison, of course, denied bail. He said he was trying to spare the company basically further legal action to redirect the attention which has been focused upon him away from Yukos. And indeed, there's been a black cloud over Yukos since Mr. Khodorkovsky was arrested. We've seen its share price erode 20% in that time. And as soon as Mr. Khodorkovsky resigned this evening, indeed, we saw Yukos shares rise significantly.
There were some fears that when Mr. Khodorkovsky was arrested, that could signify some sort of government effort to undo the privatization of industry. Has that had an effect on investor confidence?
Well, it most certainly has, and investors have been indeed worried that this is not just a crackdown against Mr. Khodorkovsky, not just a politically motivated crackdown, or a crackdown against one oil company, that it's people inside the Kremlin close to President Vladimir Putin, who he brought with him when he became president in 2000 of Russia, who are intent on reestablishing state control over the economy writ large. And these fears had sent Russian share prices, the Russian stock market, down more than 20% over the past week. And we've seen pressure both from within Russia and from foreign countries for the Russian government to stand up and say, look, this is not aimed at big business per se, that it's basically an isolated case. And indeed, we've seen the government, the Kremlin chief of staff, speaking on state television last night, saying that prosecutors had to be very careful not to be overzealous and not let this case take on a life of its own and be turned into a case against private enterprise in general.
Is Mr. Khodorkovsky, does he have any degree of public sympathy, or do people in Russia see him as a fat cat, the wealthiest man in Russia who deserves to be taken down?
There are people who quite staunchly back Mr. Khodorkovsky, especially people in the intelligentsia, business types, investment types. They see Mr. Khodorkovsky as being the sort of new capitalist that Russia desperately needs. At the same time, there are a great many people in Russia who did not benefit from the move from communism to capitalism in the 1990s in the way that Mr. Khodorkovsky did. And a great many of these people say that although they believe that Mr. Khodorkovsky is being targeted because of political motives and because of his support for opposition parties and for his brash defiance of the Kremlin, many of these people saying, ordinary people I speak with on the streets in Moscow say, yes, we believe that there are political motives involved, but we don't feel in the least bit sorry for Mr. Khodorkovsky. He has $8 billion. It's not possible that he earned all of that money legally or fairly. I make $100, $200 a month. Why is so much attention being paid to him and not my problem? So at the same, you have basically a dichotomy, people saying we believe he's being politically targeted, but at the same time, we certainly don't feel sorry for him, and we'd like to see a lot more of these rich tycoons behind bars because, quite frankly, we think they're crooks.
NPR's Lawrence Sheets in Moscow. Lawrence, thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.